It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. BP says it's fine-tuning a system to capture the oil that's spewing from the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. But that system is already close to its capacity. And as the live images show, there's still a lot of oil spilling into the water. NPR's Richard Harris is back with us in the studio to update us on BP's effort to contain the spill. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Let's start here. How much oil has BP managed to collect from the blown-out well?
Well, on Saturday, they said they got about 10,000 barrels. On Sunday, about 11,000. And there's a half of Monday that seems that the trend is continuing to go upward. So that's good. This is basically five times better than their last collection system. That's the good news. The bad news is that it is apparently very close to the limits of what the ship on the surface can process, which is about 15,000 barrels a day. So they're doing okay, but they can't do any better, and there's still a lot spewing out.
So this is dependent on how much oil you can put in a ship. Why don't they have a second ship?
It's dependent on how much oil the ship can process, because when the oil comes up with natural gas, and the first thing they need to do is flare off the natural gas and burn it up, and then they can capture the oil. But those systems are limited in capacity. They do have a second ship that's on scene, but it's not yet geared up to work on this, but that could add another 5,000 barrels of capacity. That's still probably not enough. So BP actually is just now starting to take a ship from the North Sea and bring it across the Atlantic to produce more. It's actually a rig that can produce a lot more gas and oil.
Did they not expect to get to this number? Is that why it's taken them a while to bring more ships?
They actually haven't explained why they didn't bring that rig over before, so I don't know. But BP has poo-pooed large numbers before, and it was unclear whether that was they actually didn't believe them or whether that was for PR purposes.
They're processing this oil. Can they use the oil?
They can. They can put it in a barge and bring it ashore and sell it. And, you know, we're approaching $1 million a day worth of oil that they're bringing up. Still small potatoes compared to what they're spending on the cleanup.
There's been some question about what should happen to that oil. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, I guess there was a question yesterday at a White House briefing about whether BP will have to pay royalties on that oil. And the federal officials said, we'll have to get back to you on that.
Let's talk a little bit about when we get the next update from BP. When do you expect that to happen, and what do we learn?
Well, BP will give an update later this morning, and we will also hear from the federal government later today or tomorrow pretty soon, because you recall we've been hearing numbers about how big the spill was to begin with. That was a very rough estimate by a federal panel of scientists. They've actually refined those numbers over the weekend and yesterday, and they are expected to come out with a new revised estimate of how much oil was spilling out before this bent-over pipe was cut off. They're also getting video, maybe today or tomorrow, from BP that looks at how much oil was spilling out after they cut off the pipe, and the official federal estimate is 20% increase in oil and gas flow. It could actually be much more dramatic than that. They'll take a look at the video, they'll measure that, and we may get a report about that later in the week. And that will finally give us some real sense of what percentage of oil BP is capturing right now.
Richard, there's a lot of people who watch this live video every day, and if you look at those pictures, the picture doesn't look a whole lot different than it did last week or the week before, even though there is an oil capture. When does that picture begin to change? How much oil has to be cut off or captured before we see a difference?
Yeah, well, people who've been watching that picture very carefully say they do see some improvement from last Friday when they started pumping out the oil. But it is true that a lot of oil continues to spew out, and BP has discovered that basically it's good for their collection system to have a lot of oil spilling out because the vents on top of that capture device are open, and that actually helps them bringing up oil without bringing up seawater. And if they start sucking in seawater, then they could get in serious trouble. So BP looks at those pictures and say, well, it's actually working the way we kind of want it to. But obviously, you still have a lot of oil going into the Gulf, and that's problematic.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris.